All right, Luke, in our last few minutes today, I'd just love to just kind of pick your brain on a couple other thoughts. How do you think pornography is influencing our society today?
Wow, that is a big question. Well, I think that because pornography touches our sexuality, it touches a core element of who we are. And so it shouldn't surprise us that we see it affecting nearly every sector of our society. Obviously, we've been talking about addiction, and we see a lot of a rise of addiction to pornography, especially since the internet has come into play. It used to be where pornography not being that accessible, or at least being only accessible in certain thing in certain ways, the level of or the amount of sexual addiction you saw in the culture was, I would say, somewhat predictable. That there were certain common factors that definitely you could see across the board for sexual addicts or pornography addicts. But the internet started to change all of that, to the point where now you see such a wide spectrum of people that are being affected by pornography. Obviously, it's affecting marriages today. Well, we get I get a ton of emails and comments on our blog from women who are struggling with this. Their husband is trapped in this some sort of an addiction. Either he's admitted it or he hasn't admitted it. There's a lot of different situations where we've talked to different people, but it is a very sad story to see how many marriages are being hit by this. Another big unmeasured effect, I think, in our culture, at least it's not measured as well as it is in the adult world. I think you see it in the teen world especially, because now we're seeing where the first internet generation, people who have grown up with the internet, are now entering into college and adulthood. People who have seen this from the beginning are now going into adulthood, and we're just starting to get a lot more data in here in the last 3 or 4 years about how it's been affecting the youth. And when you look at some of the research that's been done on it, it is very sad to see how many things are being affected, especially when it comes to things like sexual beliefs. Researchers have been noticing all kinds of attitude changes associated with frequent porn use, as well as, well, things like developing cynical attitudes about love, diminishing trust between intimate partners, the belief that marriage itself is sexually confining. And so this leads to a belief that raising children or having family is a very unattractive prospect. Obviously, this also pornography really exaggerates people's expectations about sexuality, because when pixels and well-placed camera angles and sculpted bodies become a guy's standard of good sexual experience, it's no wonder that real relationships can't measure up anymore. And so I think it's conditioning men especially, but it's also conditioning a lot of women, because it's rising in even among women today. It's conditioning people to have all kinds of strange and bizarre expectations about sexuality. And like when you touch on sexuality, you're touching at something that's very close to the core of who we are.
That's
And
absolutely
that
right.
is a, that's a that can be a very dangerous thing.
I think you were very thorough in that. I agree with everything you said. In fact, I'd even add a couple of elements to this. You look at the divorce attorneys today, and they said the number one reason that they are, the number one reason people are coming to them is contributed to infidelity, and especially as it's related to pornography and how it sees the family being destroyed. I think that's a fascinating statistic, but I think there's an underlying one that we as a society have yet to wake up to, and that is one that upcoming generation who has been sexualized, overly sexualized, desensitized to it. I think that's going to increase their lack of ability to connect to other people, and their social skills will be down. And the consequence of that is they won't be as good in relationships as they should and ought to be in order to succeed. And I don't think we've seen the aftermath of that, but I think that's going to be a serious challenge down the road.
Oh yeah, the English journalist G.K. Chesterton, who was also a famous Christian author, he said over 100 years ago, "The moment sex ceases to be a servant, it becomes a tyrant." And I think that it's almost a prophetic word over our culture today, that we have seen now through pornography sex become the tyrant. It's actually robbing people of the kind of intimacy and connectedness and relationships that they could have They're seeking it in the pornography. There's a part of them that's seeking it in the pornography, and yet they're not finding it there, but they keep going back to it again and again and again. So I think we're going to see, if something's not done quickly, if there's not a new, I guess I want to call it a new sexual revolution, but one in the opposite direction, one of intimacy and fidelity, one of servanthood. Unless there's a new sexual revolution that takes place in our country, I think we're going to see some major, major negative effects here in the next 10, 15 years.